What's new, man? I know that through this pandemic, I've been busier than I ever thought I would be. How are things going for you?
Bro, same.
Yeah?
It's weird because it's like, you don't want to like brag or make light of something like a global pandemic.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's been a lot of suffering. There's been a lot of trauma. There's been so much loss. It's hard to like be like, oh, but by the way, I'm doing great.
I'm thriving.
I'm actually thriving right now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's the truth of the matter, but it's also, in some ways, can be encouraging to be that light, to say, like, that we can find a way.
Yeah.
And not just to, like, tell, but to show. And so to say that, it's like, I feel like that thriving has also just become, has manifested because of creativity.
Mm.
The ability to think outside the box, the notion of taking lemons and not just making lemonade, but making a pie, sautéing the salmon in the motherfucker, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like I'll take these lemons and I'll give you a full course
meal.
You know,
yeah.
Like exactly. Like we gonna eat, and I think that's something that like as Black Americans we're just like forced to be, like the climate of this country forces us to always be resourceful, and I fucking hate it, but also I love it because like I'm going to win. We are going to win, and I feel like that's where that's the spirit of thriving has come from. It's that we found ways to still be excellent, to still work, but also to innovate in the face of crisis.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think that,
cheers
this,
to that
this, yeah, this pandemic has brought out a lot of hustle in people, a lot of grind in people. It's amazing what you can do when distractions are removed from your life. Because
yeah,
like when you don't have the option to be out every night of the week, or you know, you have to sit your ass at home for the betterment of mankind, like you can only watch so much Netflix, Disney Plus, whatever before you're like, I need to do something.
Or someone even like tries to tempt you, and you're like, I'm not dying today to see you.
For real. That's the one. Like, no, you're not
this
worth
risk.
The risk of my life.
Like, no, I'm good.
No, my job tried to kill me.
Ask again like, in 30 days.
For real. Like, but pre-vax, my job tried to kill me. Going there, these are the only people I've been around. I've been safe this whole time.
Yeah.
My job tried to kill me. I'm like, this is why I should have been working from home, where I could have continued to hustle on other things rather than doing my job. But. That's not what we're talking about right now. It's
well,
not.
Yeah. No, the thing is, that's the truth. And, like, You're right, because I look around and I see so many people who are doing excellent things. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing homies with like they're out here publishing books
yeah.
and doing like tours and talks and doing all these like innovative things in new spaces.
Mm-hmm.
People are starting new businesses. They're
pop-ups,
seeing
food trucks.
Exactly. We're seeing new food culture. We're seeing new like social culture. We're seeing new art, but also we're seeing more representation.
Yeah.
The climate, while may not be perfect, it is shifting, it is changing. There are new opportunities that are being presented that would have never been on the table, even abstractly before.
People,
you know what
flat
I mean?
Out like, didn't have the time to make it happen.
Right.
Now, and not even necessarily didn't have the time, but there was nothing forcing them to change their perspective and their priorities.
Right, there was nothing applying pressure.
Yeah, and now...
It's all pressure.
All the time.
Right.
All the time.
Like, and so early in the pandemic, I can't remember who exactly said this to me, but they said it like, you know, in that perfect way, the perfect time. It's like, now they all know what it feels like to be niggas. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
that feeling of being the constant pressure cooker and how you still, like, not
to
only...
make a way.
Yeah, not only survive, but try to figure out how to thrive in that. So it was just another, it's just like another, you know, what else you got?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Global pandemic.
What else?
Yeah.
Okay.
what's next?
So,
especially living in a place like Iowa where things are even more stacked against you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We are in like... sometimes it feels like firmly enemy territory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes that's perceived and sometimes that's true. You know, like... like part of me is still like not exactly, you know, like out here riding around, even though I got my shots.
Yeah,
we good. Clearly, right? Like, we're here.
Yeah.
So like, but there's still all the other social stuff that I'm like, I don't need to go into those high pressure situations because they can't handle the stress.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like I'm not gonna insert myself into a space to get that like heat. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But hey, bless those who are doing it. Like, yo, shout out to like Black Iowa Streams.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing big things.
Oh my God, bro. No, but like think about like what happened or how the comedy scene was before they really popped off.
Yeah. You had one place you could go a couple nights a week. If you were lucky, you might like who's coming through.
Mm-hmm. But first, a shout out.
We want to say thank you to the West End Lounge right here in the Drake neighborhood.
Wait, Drake?
Yeah, bro, it's like a college bar.
Oh, the university, not the child group. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, I like that, Drake.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, but you were saying, Black Iowa Streams, they're out here. The definition of adaptation, like one of the guys, a friend of ours, Dante, right? Like mm-hmm. when all this started, he started doing pop-up comedy shows in people's homes. Like, hey, you miss the comedy scene? You want to hear somebody tell you some jokes? Pay me. I'll come to your house, and I'll tell you all the jokes you want for however much you want to pay for.
Yeah.
Genius. And then they took that and segued it into, like, a whole new series of shows mm-hmm. that they're putting out here with a whole new venue. They're doing things the right way as far yeah. as making sure people are distanced, masked up, sanitized, all this, that, and the other, doing what they can to make people feel safe.
Yo, and the homie was getting, like, rapid testing, like, almost every day.
Daily.
Like getting that shit jammed in his nose. Every day.
I don't know about you, but I know I've been violated by that Q-tip a
Hell
time
no.
or three. You never got the Q-tip?
No.
Bruh.
Because okay, here's the thing. I never had any symptoms. I didn't go out.
Yeah.
I've been, like, locked down.
Right.
And, I'll say, I've been fortunate enough to not, like, be forced economically to be put in a risky situation.
Right? Yeah.
That, like, I was in a place to be comfortable enough to always be able to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And the safe thing. So that being said, like, I didn't really fuck around until, like, I got them shots.
Right.
Then I got these shots. Now I'm out here.
No, I changed jobs during this because of how my old job was handling it. And because I was
Smart.
Going and getting the Q-tip, I had to get it done, like, twice in a week because of how just negligent they were with everything. So
nope, don't
I
like that.
Know the physical toll that it takes and that Dante went through to make sure that he was still be able to do this, be able to do what he loves. Be able to bring these jokes to the people.
Yeah.
To be able to keep growing and building, like, not only a business, but a livelihood and a safe space for these other Black comedian creatives. Like,
yeah. Because the thing is, the scene before was pretty average.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I mean that in the sense of, like, it was a standard kind of, like, you know,
mid-tier city.
White dudes yeah. with beards telling jokes about the pussy they're not getting or whatever. You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right, right.
It's like, it was, like, really, like, okay,
yeah.
which is cool.
Yeah.
That's a space where you can really grow and kind of develop, kind of figure out who's trash and who's not.
Right.
Turns out. But the thing is, the problem was, is like there was this severe lack of representation, shocker,
yeah.
In the sense of like, oh, we can only have one Black comedian on the show.
Right.
Which is like
yeah,
absurd.
Four comedians, only one of them can be, yeah.
Yeah, we can only, sorry, we already got Dante or
yeah.
whatever, right?
Yeah.
Even though style is different. Their sets are different. They are different comedians.
Yeah.
But, oh, sorry, we already got our token.
We met our quota.
We checked the box and, you know, we can't really have two because we have two, then we're a gang or whatever they're thinking, mm-hmm. right? There's all these kind of systemic things kind of in place. But with everything shut down and when the pressure gets applied,
right.
some people saw that as opportunity.
Yeah.
And what was so dope, it wasn't just Black Iowa Streams, but it was also women in comedy.
Yeah.
Be able to carve out that space that would normally be denied to them because I don't know if people really want to come out and see girls telling jokes or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
In a space also owned and managed by people of color.
Right.
Right? So, like, here's this wave to actually change an entire scene from a crisis.
Yeah.
It moved all of the systemic, like, old good old boy kind of shit out of the way
yeah.
to let actually good people, and it doesn't even matter if they're like good or not, like they're connecting with
yeah.
with folks. People are coming out to see them, to hear what they have to say, hear their jokes, hear their stories, and support them. And that's really what it comes down to. And that's so dope that, like, Des Moines can actually have a space, at least in comedy, where it's encouraging people to go out and participate and to be risky and to, like, really try something new and be different.
Yeah.
So now these white boys that, like, were really couldn't get on, now they're asking, like,
hey, can I get on your show?
Yeah. Right? And it kind of flips that dynamic of, like, well, now you really got to be good.
Yeah.
Work on that set. and yeah, you can come tell some jokes if you got it.
Yeah.
It's all, it comes back to that kind of almost purist of, like, but are you funny?
Yeah. Are you good?
You can fuck around if you're funny.
Yeah.
If not, this ain't the show for you.
Right. This is not your home. No, I mean, it basically it all just comes down to what we were saying. Like, you got to keep your hustle up.
Let's talk about the hustle real quick. Let's talk about that hustle.
Yeah.
The hustle looks a lot of ways. The hustle looks a lot of ways. And I personally am also trying to decouple this idea of hustle and finances.
Yeah.
Because there is a correlation, yeah. But I don't think they, like, live hand in hand all the time the way right. People, like, talk.
You don't about have it. To monetize your, like.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The hustle doesn't necessarily be monetized.
Right.
Because the hustle can also look like mental health.
Yeah.
Creating these, like, good spaces where you feel creative and you feel capable.
Yeah.
Having the right kind of team in place.
Absolutely.
You know, like how you can really hustle for the vision.
Yeah.
And hustle to do good work.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out the angles and the lay of the land and how to move and how to strategize, how to organize.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the hustle.
Right. Well, it's all encompassing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Life is the hustle.
Right.
How good are you at it?
Right. And so, you know, I think that's the thing is, like, you know, for those feeling, like, discouraged, those who are feeling lost, those, you know, like, get in touch with that hustle. Tap yeah. into it and figure out how to, you know.
Find what you care about and work it.
Flip it.
And reverse it.
Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Yeah.
My man. Right. Cheers to that.
Always.
Thanks for coming out, homie.
Hey, man. See you next time. Same black time.
Same black channel. Hey.